present at the meeting with President Prabowo. The coordinating minister for regional affairs, Agus, said that the team was previously also involved in designing the development of the core area of the government center. He emphasized that the development of the government center is now focused on the legislative and judicial buildings. Hopefully, the development will be carried out soon. The Indonesian Attorney General S.T. Burhanuddin revealed the need for cooperation and synergy between various parties to realize the effective, efficient, transparent, and accountable implementation of licensing. This was stated by S.T. Burhanuddin during the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding on Cooperation in Licensing Supervision in the regions in Jakarta on Tuesday. S.T. Burhanuddin explained that the synergy was carried out through the signing of an MOU between the Ministry of Internal Affairs, Indonesian Attorney General, Indonesian National Police, the Corruption Eradication Commission, and the Special Investigation Development Control Agency, which is expected to create a conducive investment climate. I hope that this MOU can create a conducive investment climate, improve regional competitiveness, and provide the best service to the people.
Meningkatkan daya saing daerah dan memberikan pelayanan yang terbaik kepada masyarakat.
S.T. Burhanuddin added that the creation of a conducive investment climate can be achieved with good collaboration, close cooperation, and solid coordination among all stakeholders. According to S.T. Burhanuddin, the Attorney General will provide full support in the law enforcement aspect of supervision and prevention of all forms of irregularities in the implementation of licensing in the region. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar said the celebration of Lunar New Year served as a moment for the society to strengthen brotherhood and tolerance in social life. He also called on all Indonesians to uphold the values of peace and religious harmony, emphasizing that Indonesia is not only a country with diverse beliefs, but also known for its deeply religious society.
Bangsa Indonesia apapun agamanya,
regardless of the religion, Indonesians should recognize that Indonesia is one of the most conducive countries for practicing religious worship according to their respective faith. It is also one of the most peaceful nations for carrying out their respective religious observances. Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar also encouraged followers of Confucianism and other religious communities to practice their faith according to their ability. He believed that if all religious adherents sincerely uphold their teachings, Indonesia will become an even more peaceful and prosperous nation. Still related to the Lunar New Year and also the Minister of Religious Affairs, on the same occasion, the minister also emphasized the importance of expressing ethnic culture in national life. He told the media at the Chinese Lunar Year celebration at Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday.
It's also the most conducive country for expressing each ethnic group culture as long as it complies with the prevailing regulations in the country. So I extend my greetings to all communities celebrating the new year. May this new Chinese Lunar Year bring peace to our hearts, peace in our nation, and even peace in international community.
Semoga hari raya Imlek ini bisa memberikan kedamaian di hati, kedamaian dalam berbangsa dan bernegara, bahkan kedamaian dalam bermasyarakat internasional.
The minister added that the Chinese Lunar Year, or popularly known as Imlek in Indonesia, is not just a cultural celebration, but an opportunity to strengthen the values of humanity and unity amid diversity. He stated, humanity is only one. If the humanity is only one, there will be no colors. The Imlek celebration was also attended by several cabinet representatives from the red and white cabinet, including the Minister of Law, the Deputy Minister of Manpower, and the Deputy Minister of Tourism. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Manpower Emmanuel Ebenezer praised the budget efficiency measures implemented by the President Prabowo Subianto, which include cutting unnecessary expenses. After attending a Chinese New Year celebration in Jakarta on Monday, he said He expressed confidence that the decision would motivate his ministry to work more effectively. Emmanuel emphasized that the national budget must be used to its fullest potential for the benefit of the people.
We're happy. It means that we are encouraged to work better in the future. We want the state revenue and expenditure budget to be used for the people because our tax payments must be given maximum service. Moreover, this current administration, to the Prabowo Gibran administration, is a reliable administration.
Earlier, President Prabowo Subianto announced the plans to implement budget efficiency across the government ministries, institutions, and local governments. The decision was formalized through a presidential instruction signed by Prabowo on January 22nd. However, some institutions, such as the parliament, police, military, are not affected by the cuts. Cancer specialist of Persahabatan General Hospital Dr. Hayat Nufus on Tuesday encouraged wider international collaboration in efforts to treat cancer in Indonesia. In a dialogue with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on World Cancer Day, she mentioned that Indonesia has made a lot of progress in treating cancer due to a number of collaborations that have been carried out. However, as cancer keeps evolving from time to time, wider collaboration is needed to be able to provide better cancer treatment within the country. Still related to World Cancer Day, here's the commentary from the Voice of Indonesia, read by Anna.
Today's commentary is on World Cancer Day. WHO noted that cancer is one of the diseases that kills a lot of people all over the world. Based on data from the International Agency for Research on Cancer in 2024, data taken from 185 countries showed that 10 types of cancer still dominate 2/3 of new cases and are the leading cause of death worldwide. Lung cancer is the number one cause of death. This is related to the high level of cigarette and tobacco consumption, especially in the Asian region. Meanwhile, breast cancer is still the main threat of women worldwide. Related to World Cancer Day, the General Chairperson of the Indonesian Cancer Foundation, Professor Aru Wisaksono Sudoyo, said that the theme of World Cancer Day 2025 is United by Unique. This theme illustrates the spirit of togetherness in celebrating the diversity of experiences while uniting in the fight against cancer. This is as stated by various patient organizations in their pledge to tackle cancer together. Previously, the Indonesian government in October 2024 officially launched the National Cancer Prevention and Control Plan 2024-2034 at the 2024 Indonesian International Cancer Conference in Bali. This plan is a new milestone in the fight against this deadly disease in Indonesia. In fact, the fight against cancer will be more effective if it is carried out in the form of socialization with stakeholders and related parties in an effort to provide early prevention to the community. The Indonesian government program that has just launched to hold free birthday check-ups for the entire community could be a solution for efforts to prevent and detect cancer early for everyone in Indonesia. This program can also synergize with the 2024-2034 National Cancer Control Program. Currently, in addition to modern medical treatment, several parties in various countries have also begun to look at the use of herbal and traditional treatment methods in treating cancer. Some have even included it in lecture materials at the Faculty of Medicine. It is believed that treatment using herbal and traditional methods can reduce the unwanted effects of modern medicines. That was commentary today.
And listener, with that is the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, here is quote of the day. Courage is the foundation of every struggle that will bring us victory. A quote by Kyai Haji Hashim Ashari. Kyai Haji Hashim Ashari is a ulama, national hero, and the founder of the biggest Islamic organization in Indonesia, Nahdlatul Ulama. Kyai Haji Hashim Ashari is known for his strong nationalism and consistency in faith. He is well known as a smart man and influential nation's preacher, so his ideas can be a reference for many generations. And listener, that is the quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
So listener, you are still tuned to the English service by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, which is available on vonews.id, the application RRI Digital, and the frequency of 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. If you are watching or listening through the RRI Digital mobile app, down below the player, there is a comment section. So please put your comment in there. And for you who is listening to this, why don't we now listen to a nice song, especially to brighten up your mood. We have Knife with a Judging.
Indonesia.
Children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Listening to Dewa 19 with Laskar Cinta or the Soldiers of Love. The song is saying that love is important and we have to destroy the seeds of hatred, but we need to replace it with love. And listener, after this, I believe that you will be loving the place. We'll invite you to go to Singkawang in West Kalimantan, which is still in the vibes of the Lunar New Year, which is a must visit place in Indonesia during that moments. But in this place, we'll specifically invite you to go to Pantai Tanjung Bajau or the Tanjung Bajau Beach in the Indonesia Wonder. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Bangsa-bangsa yang pasti berbeda. Bukankah kita memang harus saling mengenal dan menghormati? Bukan untuk saling bercerai-berai dan berperang angkat senjata.
Edition of Indonesian Wonders takes you to Singkawang, a city in West Kalimantan, Indonesia, located near the coastline and has several interesting beaches to visit. One of them is Tanjung Bajau Beach, a beautiful beach with calm waves. The location is 19 kilometers from downtown Singkawang, which can be reached in 34 minutes. To enter this tourist attraction, you must pay an advance ticket of 50,000 rupiah or around $3 per person. Arriving at Tanjung Bajau, you can immediately play the waves at the beach. The waves are quite calm, so it is safe to play as much as you like. In addition to swimming and playing with the waves, you can enjoy the beauty of the hill located not far from the beach. From the top of the hill, you can see the beach view. Besides, you will also find statues at Tanjung Bajau Singkawang. The statues have various sizes, from the small to the large ones. Listener, on this beach there are also 22 rides starting from banana boats to Ferris wheel. There's also a wooden bridge that extends to the sea. This bridge is usually used to enjoy the beauty of the Tanjung Bajau Beach sunset. This tourist attraction is equipped with facilities such as bathrooms, restaurants, gazebos, and parking lots. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
And you're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. And Indonesia listener has just got the recognition from BRICS. And the whole world sees this. And an international law researcher of Indonesia and director of a campus in Indonesia, Professor Hikmahanto Juwana, has his own comment about it.
Indonesia now has become the member of BRICS because on 7th of January this year, the president of BRICS, which is now chaired by president of Brazil, announced that Indonesia has become a full member of BRICS. Of course, we need to take the advantage and try to optimize our membership at BRICS. How can we do that? Well, first of all, let me tell you this. The economic world order are mainly decided by the G7 countries. This includes the US and other European countries member of G7. Of course, we do not have the alternative, or the world does not have the alternative to have, you know, another economic world order. Now, with the establishment of BRICS, of course, the world now have an alternative. And mind you this, BRICS countries are those who have you know, a huge population. A huge population means that we have a huge market. Of course, this is going to be a threat to the G7 countries. But nevertheless, this is good for Indonesia. The advantage is we can shape policy of world economies.
And it is the best kind of an interview with Professor Hikmahanto Juwana that you can find again, both on the application RRI Digital and also on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And special for listener, here is a song that was popular during the 2000s, early 2000s. It is an original soundtrack of a movie with the same title of the song, Ayat Ayat Cinta or The Verses of Love by Rosa. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Play you another classic, this one by an Indonesian legendary pop singer Krisya with Kala Sang Surya Tenggelam or When the Sun Sets, and stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Service Voice of Indonesia, and Steve is still on the mic. After this, if you came to Indonesia and want to buy something, please remember that you can sometimes bargain with the price. But how would you do it? In the Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, you will learn how to bargain. So stay tuned on NRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Di Pasar Terapung, Lok Baintan. Di Pasar Terapung, Lok Baintan, which means at Lok Baintan Floating Market. You will listen to a conversation about bisa kurang, which means can you lower the price? The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a food hawker at Lok Baintan Floating Market. Let's listen to their conversation.
Pisang sale buah kedondong, Bang Bule, jajan dodol dong.
Wah, keren pantunnya. Berapa harga dodol durian ini, Bu?
20.000, Mister.
Bisa kurang atau tidak?
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Bisa kurang, which means can you lower the price? I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Bisa, which means can. Kurang, which means less. Atau, which means or. Bisa kurang atau tidak, which means can you lower the price? Buah kedondong, which means Spanish plum. Jajan, which means buying snack. Dodol durian, which means durian paste. Keren, which means cool. Pantun, which means rhyme. Berapa, which means how much. Harga, which means price. 20.000, which means 20,000. In this conversation, you will listen to an expression bisa kurang atau tidak, which means can you lower the price? In that, there is the phrase bisa kurang, which means can it be lower? And this expression is used when bargaining for price at a traditional market. The phrase bisa kurang, which means can it be lower, actually also means can you lower the price? In this conversation, Chris asked the seller to lower the price down. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions in bargaining a price. Boleh kurang, boleh kurang, which means, can you make it cheaper? Apakah ada diskon? Apakah ada diskon? Which means, is there any discount? For your information, pantun or rhyming poem is UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage since December 17, 2020. Pantun or rhyming poem nomination was requested jointly by Indonesia and Malaysia. For the people of Indonesia and Malaysia, pantun or rhyme plays an important role as a social communication instrument. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Pisang sale buah kedondong, Bang Bule, jajan dodol dong.
Wah, keren pantunnya. Berapa harga dodol durian ini, Bu?
20.000, Mister.
Bisa kurang atau tidak?
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about bisa kurang. Bisa kurang, which means, can you lower the price? We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal, sampai jumpa.
At RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening.
Sawa Bay.
Indonesia. More about Indonesia is still available on VOA.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also the frequency 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Please send some comments to our Facebook and also our Instagram. Our Facebook is The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram VOI_official. I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening and stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jakarta, Korewa, Voice of Indonesia desu. で放送されている Voice of Indonesia はインドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテインメントだけでなく様々な情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id より LED デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したりアクセスしたりできます。Selamat malam, konbanwa. Kyo, 2025年2月4日、私、イーサンが1時間の日本語放送をお送りいたします。今日はニュース、天気予報、ラジャポラのフィーチャーなど、インドネシアの音楽、それともいろいろなインドネシアの情報をお届けします。次はニュースをお伝えします。リスナー皆さんニュースです。それでは最初のニュースです。インドネシアの人的資源の質向上に向けた高等教育、サイエンス、技術、大臣の決意についてお伝えします。高等教育、サイエンス、技術、大臣は高等教育へのアクセスを拡大し、インドネシアの人的資源の質を向上させることを決意しています。プラボー大統領は、インドネシアアマス2024年のビジョンを支援するよう、使命を託しました。国内の大学では、知識基盤社会またはノーリッチベースソサイエティの懸念を導入する予定です。高等教育サイエンス技術、大臣はまた、ますます不確実になる未来における課題を特定しました。それでは次のニュースです。子供のインターネット制限に関する国会の委員会間協力の推進についてお伝えします。国会は子供のインターネットや SNS アクセス制限に関する委員会間の協議を推進しています。政府と国会は施行される規則が包括的かつ実行可能であることを確保する必要があります。オーストラリアでは16歳未満の子供に対するインターネット制限がすでに導入されています。同様の規則はインドネシアの子供を保護するためにも重要と考えられています。この規則は0から18歳の約8000万人の子供に影響を与えるため、貴重な検討が求められます。それでは最後のニュースです。ヌサンダラ首都庁は、立法制の建物のデザインは、大統領の承認を得たと発表したことについてお伝えします。ヌサンダラ首都庁または大井花園のブスキー・ハディ・ムリョノ長官は、立法制の建物のデザインがプラボー・スビアント大統領によって承認されたと述べました。バスキー氏によると、現在はデザインの最終調整段階にあるということです。これは2025年2月